What country did this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb zlotik je.
Hello and welcome to Better Than H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry, very well.
Kind of froze up on me there, bud. I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Yeah, look at this.
Hopefully not a blueprint of things to come.
The omen, Andy.
Well, tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
Oh, shit. You know what? That is the day my daughter was born on. So,
no way.
Know. Yeah.
Lucky for some, huh? Yeah. Unlucky for others. How the hell have you been?
I've been good-ish. Yeah, You know. I've been on a week off.
Again?
I mean, it's my last...
Oh, this is the one that we discussed. Okay. Yeah. I thought this was...
You already did this, mate. You already did this. But, I say fortunately, unfortunately, whatever, Bonnie has had a little bit of a, picking up all sorts of shite in this creche, to be honest. So she's had a little bit of a temperature. So we had to basically, we thought it was an ear infection, and turned out it was a throat infection. So in order to get to the doctor, you got to do the bloody COVID test again. So,
oh my god, how many COVID tests?
She's had three. She's had three, five for the household.
That is so infuriating.
I know, she's had three. And look, you're a little trooper. I went in with her this time, not a bother on her, but it's just that kind of it's the what if, if you know, you went to the doctor and she did have it, he's seeing how many people a day, all that shite. So, So usually, I don't know, if you had this with Joni, but it's quite terrifying when it's a 40-degree temperature and you're like, what the fuck? It's not supposed to be over 38. So we were fairly,
you'd be worried.
Worried, yeah. And then she was just out of sorts. And then the day we were going, we just, giving her the Calpol and all that. The day we were going to the doctor, she was actually grand. Temperature was down all the way.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but anyway, my week off has coincided with Bonnie's week off from Craig. So I had no time to myself.
Isn't that mad? How old are you now? 34,
yeah.
How mad is it, a week off at 34 compared to a week off at 24?
Oh, my God. Week off at 24, I'd be, rocking down to your house with a bag of weed and, I got no plans.
Leaving at 3 a.m.
It's okay, Andy, fire up the rock band.
Good time.
How have you been?
I've been well, Terry. I have been well. I swear this is not an act. It's okay, what is it?
Why, it's a Sprite, Andy.
Yeah,
how about that?
I wasn't ready for that.
I said I wasn't having any more beers.
Got me all Cokes here. Oh, yeah.
And I meant it.
But I good said, to see you, Terry.
I said nothing about vodka.
What is that?
It's absolute vodka. I might have put a bit too much in there, to be honest. Brilliant. So we'll know. The truth will be in the taste here, to be honest.
Go on. Have a taste. Did you pour? I thought you poured vodka into the can.
No, I poured vodka into my glass of ice.
Oh, okay, ice.
Yes.
All right, then, go on. I'm still interested. Strong.
Perfect amount. Toner, you've done it again.
Anyway, before I was so crudely interrupted, yeah, I've been good. Working the... Do you mind... I tell you what, I was watching and listening to you. You heard me right the first time, a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if you've seen the John Delaney story on RTE there.
Oh, I didn't. My dad was talking about this today, actually.
It was really good. There was loads of shit I didn't like. I knew nothing about what was going on in Irish football or whatever like that.
Oh yeah,
but like it does, like it's obviously very one sided against him. Like it's kind of bordering on that, like making him out to be like some, like every shot is him looking sinister, you know, like that sort of thing.
It's real like Charles Haughey shit, like, you know, like proper like political like it was essentially like a power grab after Saipan, which is the most interesting thing I found. That it was like, it just like he was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." You know, he took the job because he was like a spokesman or something. He started out as,
He was so like his dad ran it or something like that, and there was all these mad grudges held with all different people. Like, I just look at him and I'm just like, you just know by looking at some people, that chinless son of a bitch.
Yeah. I missed it now because they had one on Virgin Media as well called like Champagne Football. I think that's like adapted from a book. I it's on the player, so I want to try and watch it over the weekend. I think
I do. I mean, as much as I love a good sports doc, if I can find a good football doc, it's always very very good.
Did you ever watch the Zidane movie?
No.
Where it's literally a camera on him for 90 minutes. Like, they follow him in a game, like a Real Madrid game. And it's like loads of people, he's talking over it. Loads of other people are talking over it. But, like, they just follow him on the pitch. So that's
just the visual. It's just him on
the visual is him doing stuff on the pitch. And you're watching. I think he gets sent off. And it's really cool. Like, it's really interesting. Because
is that on Amazon? Did I see it?
I don't know. I saw it years ago, but it always stuck with me. Like, that's a different type of like sports documentary. Like,
wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like, and of course, the best player possible to do it because
everything, the one you would want to watch for 90 minutes.
You're like, what's he doing now? Like, what's that little thing there or whatever? Like, you know,
brilliant. I'm definitely gonna seek that out. Actually,
yeah, it's good, really good. And again, it's 90 minutes, so like, you know, or thereabouts.
Perfect. Yeah. You had me at 90 minutes. You always have me at 90 minutes.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Oh, speaking of, Terry, I got a little bit of sample merch today.
You know my address.
It's a key ring.
Yeah.
And it says, I too am well.
Oh, Brillo. Look at that.
So I'll send it. I'll make these available or I'll order more and maybe dish them out to the good folks over on the Patreon. I'll send that over to you. But one thing I've been listening to, Terry, because I've seen him popping up on a few podcasts during the week, was Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights.
He has a podcast?
No, but he's been on like the podcast. So he was on like Joe Rogan, and he was on a few others. He was on Hot Ones.
I did see him on Hot Ones. I didn't watch it, but I saw. I haven't watched any of the COVID Hot Ones.
Some of them have been good. That's what made me like JGL, my man, JGL.
After Project Power, you were putting in his hands.
I know, of all the things, those two things. Yeah. So I've listened to his book, and I have to say, it is fantastic.
It's a book, okay.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a journey. He's been writing stuff for like 30 years, just to himself or whatever. And so he said he finally wanted to put them into a book, so he went out into the desert for like 10 days and wrote the book.
Very on brand.
I know. And like, but it's just like he delivered, it's already probably the best like delivered audiobook that I've listened to. Like, it's so like he's acting out every single bit. He's so animated. And it's kind of like straight away he starts off with like a story about his parents, and it's just like the way he tells it, where he's like, his dad's just eating the food and he's like, "More potatoes, hon." And she starts scraping potatoes, like, he's like, "More potatoes for you, fat son of a bitch," and all this. He's like, "Damn it, woman, I had to come home from work, I want a meal and beef," and all this. So she hits him in the face, his nose is bleeding, and like he flips the table, like she has a knife, he's got ketchup like thrown at her, and all this sort of stuff. It's like, and me and my brothers knew what was coming. It's like and just as they squared up to each other, they started making love on the kitchen floor. It's that sort of like mental upbringing.
And he's a proper storyteller. Anytime you see him on a talk show, or whatever, like, he's just so charismatic. That, like,
I'm captivated. I'm looking forward to my commute so I can listen to more. Yeah.
Very good.
Which, and I'll tell you what, I've had to fit in, it's been very hard to fit in the upcoming Patreon, Divine Comedy.
Well, I hope it didn't suffer, because it
didn't suffer.
Easy.
I gave it, I gave it the college 3 tries. So we'll discuss that another time. But yeah, I would highly recommend, if anyone's on Audible, to check it out.
And which is an old Audible subscription these days?
It's I think it's like a tenner a month, and you get basically a free book. But like, they like, you can swap books at any time, essentially. So you can go and just say like, oh, I didn't really like that one, like, and you just say I'm gonna trade that in for a new one, something like that. Yeah. And like, even when you leave,
you have to pay. You still have to pay for them, even though you have your $10 a month.
No, not you get one free
a month. Yeah, a month. But like, I finished that Matthew McConaughey one. I want to read the new, or whatever. I want to listen to the new.
You'd have to wait till your next credit, the next month, or pay for it. Or what I do is just swap them all the time. Like, they really do. Just even if it's one you've had for ages, like, oh, just swap that out.
Do you not finish it?
I mean, I do, but some of them are shite, you know.
Yeah, okay. I get you.
But yeah, well worth it. So that's my 2 cents for the week now.
Well, I tell you what, I'm back on the old Fear the Walking Dead bandwagon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I've been looking for shows, and I saw that was there, and, you know, it is what
you're
it
better,
is.
You're better than this.
Yeah, like, it is what it is, but it's nice. It's something that's on in the background, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if I'm doing something on the laptop, it's nice to have it just in the background.
Yeah.
Nothing, like, it's not groundbreaking.
I like zombie shit.
Yeah. Like, when did we watch at the weekend? I'll tell you what I watched the other night. Yeah. And Jesus, I forgot how fucking good it is. On Comedy Central, a little known movie called Zoolander.
Oh, excellent.
Man, that first it's the classic. Hour is... absolutely. But even there's little things you pick up on it. Like, just because you mentioned Matthew McConaughey, the first thing you see Hansel at the, like, awards, the first thing he says is like, all right, all right, all right.
Ah, brilliant.
Like, he's just walking down the red carpet or whatever.
That's another movie that they couldn't make today. Because comedy's changed so much. Like, I don't think they try, can make that.
A lot of it is like, yeah, it's funny because it's of the time and we have affection for it. But, like, also, you know?
It's almost like they tried to do it again with, like, Zoolander 2.
Oh, did you watch that?
Not really. I think I watched a couple of minutes and I was like, ugh.
I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, with it. Like, it's like something to do. They took what was like such a like good parody or satire of a genre and like they threw a little bit of like, you know, high concept in that like the assassination of the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Yeah.
And then the second one, the plot is like, the Fountain of Youth or some fucking shite. Like, I don't know.
Where did this come from?
Yeah, like I don't know. But like that.
No, thank you.
The first hour, it just like ticks along so beautifully. Like, and so many amazing needle drops, amazing moments in it. Like,
it's probably Will Ferrell's like standout role.
Oh, man, like, I like, even everybody talks about like, I'm taking crazy pills here.
Yeah.
But like, all the little like facial expressions, or even I was like, that's a damn Hansel, he's so hot right now. Like, every time he says it, every time he sees it, like, or the bit with the, it's like quality. The Frappuccino, I was like, he's like having a real conversation with Zoolander. He's like, bleh! Like, God, you know, it makes me bloaty and farty.
Brilliant.
Oh, so good.
You know what? There was a show that Joni started watching. I don't know if you ever watched it. It was out in like 2013. It's a Nickelodeon show, The Thundermans.
I have seen it. It's that superhero family, is it?
Yeah.
I've seen it. I think Sam, my nephew, had watched it at the time. I think I was back in the house.
Yeah, oh man, I only watched one episode. I was cracking up from start to finish. And it's so dumb. And I realized this is my perfect... Like, it's Kenan and Kel-esque sort of...
It's Dan Schneider, I think. It is his...
Yeah.
One of his ones.
It's very like that. But, oh my God, there were some bits that I was absolutely crying laughing. And I keep... And she's kind of only half into it. So I'm always like, you want to watch some Thundermans? She's like, no.
No, Dad. Like, I stumbled across this little show on Disney Plus for Bonnie. Like, we're trying to, like, find shows that she's interested in, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, just be like,
oh. We did that too, yeah.
But
what's she gravitating towards?
She just loves her African nursery rhymes. That's
brilliant.
That's all. Like, she put that on, she'd just be clapping her hands or like dancing along and stuff. Like, you know, gets really excited when she sees it. But like a lot of other stuff we tried, like with, she's just not ready for most of the stuff yet at this stage.
I found the stuff when Joni was younger, the stuff that didn't have talking in it. So like Minions was a great one early on because there's not really talking. It's just kind of like, you know, like that sort of stuff. I tell you, Ben and Holly's Magic Kingdom is not to be sniffed at as well. I don't know if you've come across that at all. I think it's on Netflix.
The thing, I tried to get it to watch, because I heard about it, this show called Bluey on Disney Plus, and it's like an Australian show, and it's about like a family of like, I guess they're cats, or maybe they're dogs, I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Bluey is, it's an animated show obviously, but Bluey is the main character. Bingo is, I don't even know if Bluey's a boy or a girl, but Bingo is a girl, definitely. And the mom and the dad. And like she was up early this morning with like her teeth, so like me, Faye and Bonnie were up, and like I stuck it on, and like she was into it, she was clapping her hands, so I was like, alright. But I found myself, like, I was into it as much.
Clapping
like
hands alone.
No, it was just like like the dad in it is like a very, like, I resonated with the dad because like he's like in the he's in the kitchen, in the fridge, and he's just like eating straight out of the Tupperware. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, like, very dad like.
He's he's playing with the kids, but the TV is on, and they're like hanging out, and they're like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I just need to concentrate for 1 second. And he's like watching the cricket. He's like, oh, how is that LBW? Like,
I've flat out made Joni cry from watching matches when she was too young. So we're like, go on,
I've done that like
fright.
Well, like years ago, and we're like a shot. I was watching a match I didn't even care about, and like somebody just cracked the shot off the post, and I was like, oh, and like Sam was asleep beside, like, woke up bawling, and they're like, you woke the baby. I'm like, sorry, can't help it. It's biological.
It kind of is. Like, I mean, if you're not thinking about it for a second, if you forget that you're supposed to be quiet for just a second, and something like that happens, it's just automatic.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think what else we watched. Not much, really. Like I said, I finished Utopia. Have you started The Purge?
No, I haven't. I've been really enjoying South Park as of late.
I watched the Pandemic special, actually. That's what I did as well.
What you think?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
It was
good, not great. That's what we said after watching it. Like,
yeah, like,
it's just nice to see them addressing COVID and being in masks and making COVID jokes.
Exactly. Like that. And I always get a crack out of when they're basically like the Pandemic special is like, nobody wants a Pandemic special, you know. Like, yeah. And he's like, you'll see, I think it's going to be pretty successful.
The one thing that I found that I've actually been watching a lot of is just the RTE news. And I can't believe 2020 has turned me into the sort of person who just watches the news, like, for pleasure.
Faye's the same, but it's like she listens to RTE Radio 1 now.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to listen to this. There's been music in the morning. Like,
I don't want to let anyone's opinion in first thing in the morning. Although, now, one thing that I have noticed, right, since I started watching the news regularly. Now, look, I'm not one for
conspiracy. On the reg.
I'm not one for conspiracy theories, Terry.
Yes.
But did you notice, right, I don't know how to put this delicately. I'm just going to say it. It's to do with the COVID stats that they're throwing out here, right?
Sure.
Have you noticed the way they word when they're like, there's whatever, 350 new cases and 3 people with COVID have died? Or they'll say, 3 people have died with the virus.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And if it seems like they're being very careful in the way that they're wording it, that they're not saying COVID caused the death, but it's people who just might have been 90 or might have had cancer or something like that and also had COVID. You know what I mean? And I've been watching it for the last week, just waiting, but they always say it that exact same way.
So, and what
something,
do you,
something's up.
No,
I don't know what's up. Something's
like,
up.
You like Trump, or you're saying that, like, You know, people get paid more money.
Listen, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying
the doctors get paid more money if it's a COVID death.
Do they?
He said it. No, this is what one of his claims. Thank God. That was
speaking
good
of, what did you think?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, what did you think of the election?
Delighted. Weird. I was kind of saying to Faye, like, if when the election was called or whatever, that like it would be the type of day like we'd probably be in the pub and you'd just sit there having a fucking rake load of pints and a great time, like, you know. Whereas we're all just sitting at home. Now, we had a few drinks or whatever sitting at home, but it was just like this weird. I was just on Twitter and watching like the celebrations in LA and everywhere, like, you know.
It's nice. It's like even if he's a terrible president,
he's a terrible person, full stop. Like
Biden.
No, Trump.
Oh, Trump. Yeah, 100%. But no.
Biden seems like a genuinely good person.
He does, and he's definitely saying all the right things. And it's just like the biggest thing, even if he's a terrible president, it's just the whole, it takes away all the craziness, all the drama.
It's not going to be a thing down like, a bit. Did you see what he said on Twitter?
Yeah, it's not going to be antagonizing and trying to divide people and trying to start, like, you know, all this sort of stuff. It'll just be a bit of calm. Like, that already is, like,
it's just a mad very that good thing. 70 million people voted for him again.
Yeah.
Like, 70 million people were like, yeah, this guy's worthy of being president.
Yeah. Like all through the middle.
Yeah. And, like, the weird thing, not the weird thing, obviously, like, the Republicans, they know what they're doing, I guess, the party, but like, I'm like, surely there had to be somebody.
I know.
Somebody, like.
Why him? It's just so funny. It's like an embarrassing thing now that he's just refusing to concede.
Yeah.
And I can't look at Rudy Giuliani
after
the same again. Oh, I checked out that clip to put it in the last episode. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
It's really bad. Like,
gee, it's so incriminating. Oh.
But like,
when did he turn into like a cartoon character? Was he always like that?
I think so. Like, if you were in the States and had any awareness of him, you were like, no. Like, whereas my only awareness was Seinfeld and Saturday Night Live, and he's like the celebrity
celebrity mayor. Like,
you know? Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So, but apparently, I don't think he will ever concede. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's just going
to
leave, but he won't be like, not even dragged out. He'll leave eventually because this whole shite isn't going to work. They're like, this staging a coup or whatever that he seems to be trying to do.
And you can see so many people like who would have been like on Fox News just jumping ship now and just saying
the whole. I don't know if you saw that clip on Fox.
Which one?
Where it was like. Your one didn't know her mic was on, and like one of the talking heads was like, "We don't know," whatever, and she's like, "What? No, we called it." Like the presenter didn't know, like, and it's just like the one of the people that they're interviewing is still going on, and she's like just undermining her completely, the anchor. Like, so I just like it. It's just I'm glad it's.
What can you do?
It's over for the most part, I guess.
Yeah. The drama hopefully is coming to an end.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I don't appreciate as well. One last thing. I was in the €2 shop the other day. And
get some jellies, did you?
I didn't actually. I should have got those chewits, that mega bag that I get.
Yeah. The mega bag of chewits, or they have refresher chews.
The bigger ones individually wrapped.
No, they're like, so they're about the same size as Chewit, but they're refreshers.
Oh.
And they come they come in like multicolored flavors. So if you get the right one, you're £2 in.
The only
you're
going to
keep
that
one, guys.
That's yours.
That's yours. All of our listeners out there.
The amount of tat that they have in the €2 shop, and the only thing that was X'd cordoned off was the toys as non-essential. Like you wouldn't believe the shite they sell in this, but the toys. And then I went into Dunn's. I was like, right, I need to get a hoodie. And Kerry's like, they're not going to sell them to you. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, it's not essential. Like, no, they will. I went in, and all they have is pajamas, and everything else is sectioned off with like drinks. Like, why pajamas? Why is that essential?
Alcohol is essential.
Yeah. Like, pajamas, yes, but, like, underwear, no. You know. Pajamas.
That's the thing. It's ridiculous
they're making it up as they go along. Anyway.
Well, that's this government for you, huh?
Well, this is it. I don't know what I'm talking about, but yes. Listen.
Shall we get into it, Andy?
Get into our own wheelhouse here.
24 minutes are on the clock here.
Oh, my. Talk about The Simpsons, please.
Uh-huh.
In particular, can we talk about the 9th episode of Season 7, Sideshow Bob's Last Gleamings?
Yes, go ahead. Just pour myself another vodka.
It aired on the 20th of November 1995 with a Nielsen rating of 8.7 and a 13 share of the audience. I don't know what that means. It's a parody of 1960s era nuclear war movies and contains references to Twilight's Last Gleaming, Doctor Strangelove, and Fail Safe. It finished 49th in the ratings that week. It was written by freelance writer Spike Ferriston, who you might know from Seinfeld fame.
I did notice that.
And it features the 5th appearance of Sideshow Bob. And although Ferriston received credit for the episode, the writing staff completely rewrote the episode, and very little of Ferriston's original script was left in the finished version.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was directed by Dominic Pulcino, who described it as being very difficult to direct.
To be honest, like for it kind of the did, animation, yeah. Like it looked really difficult to direct it. Like yeah. a lot of moving parts. Like
yeah, definitely. He said particularly the Wright brothers scene was very difficult. Now, little pop quiz, hot shot.
Hit me.
This is Sideshow Bob's 5th appearance in the Simpsons. Can you give me the 5 episode titles of Sideshow Bob's appearance?
Okay. Cape Fear.
Cha-ching.
This one. Sideshow Bob's Last Gleaming.
Yep.
Sideshow Bob Roberts.
Yes.
The other two I am going to...
You don't need to give me the title, but you can just tell me what happened.
So when... Bob married Selma, and then
Black Widower, yeah.
And then the one reframed Krusty.
Krusty gets busted.
Of course. How could I forget that title?
It's literally just, you could be explaining the episode. You know the one where Krusty gets busted?
Yeah.
You've won first prize.
I'm not funny.
What else have I got? The scene where Milhouse is in a jet pretending to fire missiles at his parents because he's upset with them would later inspire the episode A Milhouse Divided. And in that episode, Milhouse's parents become divorced, and it is also a reference to Dr. Fraser Crane.
Sally Wexler.
Last thing, the character modeled after Fox Network owner Rupert Murdoch briefly appears in the scene set in jail. The censors said that Murdoch could not be shown, but Murdoch gave his permission for the character to be used.
Now, can I ask you, do you have any more info on that? Like, was he actually arrested, or what's the story? Was he ever in jail, Murdoch?
I don't. No, not according to the one Wikipedia page that I've been looking
at. Well, you've done your work anyway.
You've got to put the graft in.
Yeah.
Tennis. That's all I've got.
All right. Well, do you want to get to your notes?
Yes. I thought you'd never ask. Oh, watching the England-Ireland match. England just scored a penalty.
Saw it there.
Unbelievable.
Dom.
Big Dom. Now, the first thing straight away, I don't know what it was when it cuts to Krusty... the Krusty the Clown Show, and Sideshow Mel is on that like slip and slide sort of thing. I just love how ungracefully he meanders down the whole thing.
What I liked about it was Krusty's face at the start was like real solemn, and he's
it's all long and droopy.
Yeah, it reminded me of Droopy Dog, like, and then like he gets into the whole thing. Like, they're slippery, they're sliding us. And some of the stuff he says, like, jumped out at me, because when Mel is going down, it was like, oh yeah, when he's like, we get the finish line, a scrumptious parfait of pudding, pickle brine, and detergent, where a writhing pile of kids will grope blindly for hot dogs. I'm like, what? I'm like, it's whatever is rancid. Like, it's just
the most just how funny is it as well that like how badly he treats all the sideshows, but they always keep the same trait for all of them to be this like super posh, almost like aristocrat type character. Like, it's like the most dignified guy they can find.
It's actually like, it's, but I'd love to dig into like the history of like Bob to Mel, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd like to see a spin-off show with Sideshow Bob and Sideshow Mel living together in an apartment. In a condo.
Or just to give me a movie about Mel's life, an hour long special, like how he transitioned from taking over from Bob.
There's
gotta be good stuff there.
Then when it cuts to Bob, I don't know what, like, first of all, can I just say, I love Kelsey Grammer. Right from the off, I was just, I mean, I know we were both huge fans, but I just straight from the off, straight away when he's like, and now to set the clocks to Greenwich Mean Time, when he's making the model.
Just that voice, I'm like, ah.
Just like a fish like out of water.
Before that, it's just like Homer is like, Sideshow Mel thinks he's so big. Whatever happened to Sideshow Bob? Like, what has he got against Mel? Like,
what's Mel done to him? And then, like, so they have when they're doing. Was that scene where they're sweeping up and Bob's like, "Ah, that's the last condom wrapper."
That wasn't always in it. Definitely
I don't remember that.
Yeah. No, or that, like, I think they might have just bleeped out condom or something like that, because there's a few bits like. Like, that whole thing of, like, I'm going to haul ass to Lollapalooza was not always in it. And, like, at the end, when Grandpa shows up and it's like, here we go again. Like, that whole, he would just show up on the bike and, like, hey, everybody. And they're like, here we go again.
Because he said haul ass?
Yeah.
Jesus. For the mid-90s as well. What was it that he says? I love the line. I can't remember exactly what it was, where Bob was like, I hereby renew my. What was the thing?
So it was like, for this pointless endeavor, informally now and an affidavit later.
Like, what's he saying? The way Bob registers disgust, where he's listened to the TV and he's like, TV's bottomless chum bucket has claimed Vanessa Redgrave.
But even just like, so, and he's like, must you bray night and day?
I don't know what it is about Bob in prison. It's that sort of like, he just so doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
But obviously he does.
And I did like the guys where he's like, he's like, what did he say? My capering destroyed more young minds than syphilis and pinball combined. Oh, how I love that box.
And what is it like, Chief Wickham says something about like get busy, and he's like, oh, I'll get busy, all right.
He's like, you still got it, Bob.
Like, you could tell Wickham doesn't quite get it. It's like,
no, he's just like kind of slightly unnerved by him.
I was a big fan of
like everything he says in this. I'm like, he's like, air show, buzz cut Alabamian spewing coloured smoke from their whiz jets to the strains of rock you like a hurricane. What kind of countrified rube is still impressed by that? And it's like, cut to the Simpsons, like, whoa, yeah. Mary's like, hooray. I love Mary's long suffering, like,
I know. All the way through, like she's the one who's sitting next to the speaker that's giving her a migraine.
She does not want to be there at all.
She doesn't want to be there in the first place.
Like, I like that, like, they have Lisa excited about it because she is, like, 8. So you kind of would be excited to go to, like, an air show or something like that.
I like that when they're actually kids.
Yeah, exactly, you know?
Yeah. there was one bit that I don't know why. I don't remember, like, I don't ever remember this bit where he's like, hey, we're missing Bob and that guy who eats people's faces.
I'm right here, Chief. I'm wearing a Sideshow Bob. Yeah, he rang off.
I wonder if that's because that guy looked and sounded very similar to the happiest man in Springfield.
That
other one. I wonder if it's.
Do you reckon he got out and he eats
people's faces? That'd be a great little in joke.
They should do a Simpsons horror movie. Loads there for them.
And I tell you, one thing that they've done very consistently over the years has been their Treehouse of Horrors, like more so than the other. Although it's almost like the new fad is saying that like do you remember we'd always be like, okay, the older Simpsons, or me more so, would be like, the older Simpsons are the best ones, the new ones are shite. And now all I'm seeing online and all that is the exact opposite. It was like, unpopular opinion, the new episodes are actually quite good. But like,
they've gone so far the other way.
Yeah, I haven't seen like a new episode in years. I don't even remember.
I made the mistake of following Al Jean on because he's always retweeting stuff from fans that are like, season 32 episode whatever, great. That's, or whatever, thing. I'm like, get real, like, no, it's not. I know I haven't watched it or anything like that, but come on, who are you kidding here? Like,
sometimes
you're just doing it to get the retweet.
And I'll tell you what else my gripe with The Simpsons is. I sometimes will post a great reply to something they post on Twitter with the podcast page, and it gets no love. And these ingrates wouldn't know comedy if it hit them over the head with a hammer. I don't know where I was going.
Hey, sing Fair Harvard.
The biggest laugh that I got from this episode, oh my god, the pilot
all of the military stuff, I was cracking up at. Like, god. First of all, you have Bart with like, way to guard the gate, Top Gun.
Yeah.
I have three medals for this.
And what is it that your man says to pilot where he's like, he's so aggressive, it's like he's at a 10 at all times.
At this point in time, I would like to direct your attention to the particular air vehicle next to which I am currently standing. The Harrier Jet is one of our more dollar-intensive ordnance delivery vectors.
Five tires? Am I seeing things?
And although it looks complicated, it is so well-designed, even a child could fly it.
Can I fly it?
Of course you cannot.
Yeah, or like,
he's just so... But it's
like, my children are in there. It's like, you must be very proud, man. Yeah. or even like the movie, it's like, oh, sorry, we're not supposed to drive these in the Air Force.
But Milhouse absolutely launches out of that. He disappears into the sky. Like
we haven't talked about him yet, but like, the great guest star is Orly Ermey, who plays Colonel.
What's he from?
Hap-a-blap.
What's he from?
He's from Toy Story. It? You'd know him from. He plays the army soldier
in Toy Story. Of course. Soldier?
He's from Full Metal Jacket is his big thing, you know. What is your major malfunction, Sideshow?
Is he the guy that I'm thinking of? Like, is he that guy that Joe Army Sergeant in every movie? Oh, brilliant!
What in the world, according to Garp? Those are my dress towels. Who's in my private washroom? McGucket, let me in.
The door already is closed.
What? This is Colonel Leslie Hap-a-blap. If you don't open that door, I'll tear you up like a Kleenex at a snot party.
You say you're in the military?
Sweet Enola Gay, son. I'm gonna come in there and corpse you up. Corpse you up and mail you to mama.
He was a former drill sergeant.
Was he?
Yeah, brilliant. Became an actor. I don't know if you ever saw the pretty terrible, kind of charming movie Evil Woman.
Yes, I have.
Oh, brilliant.
And so, was charming.
Yeah, even though it's pretty bad. Like,
it is bad,
Do you remember he's in that? And
I don't really remember it now.
I don't know for what reason. Like, if Steve Zahn and Jack Black are trying to get Jason Biggs to break up with Amanda Peet. And he is like their former, I don't know if he's like their former gym teacher or something, and he's in prison. And it's like they're trying to get him to help him out, and he's like, what's wrong with him or whatever? And he's like, they're doing something to his butt. He's like, they're cornholing yous. I'll be right there.
But didn't that movie used to be called like Saving Silverman? Didn't they
is
do
it?
One
is
of those?
That that movie?
Yeah. It was called that in America or vice versa. I don't know which one. Like Mighty Joe Mighty Joe Young.
I always find that really interesting. Like,
yeah, why do they do that? Like, I don't understand. Like, is there another movie that has like rights in that jurisdiction or something?
I think it's just it has more of appeal, you know. Like, or it might make more sense.
Like that title won't appeal to Europeans.
Yeah, so it might confuse people in Europe compared to.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good movie though. I'd like to watch that again, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd watch it again.
I mean, it's got a very youngish Jack Black.
I'd like to watch that again. I'd like to watch, what's the one that Josh Hartnett won? 30 Days and 30 Nights.
Ugh, no.
I'd say I'd hate that now though.
Yeah, I hate it at the time. Like,
I
do you like it?
Yeah. Like, I liked that at the time, but I think it was.
I tell you
what,
you liked it because your man from Road Trip was his buddy in it.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah,
that's exactly why I liked it. It seems very like.
That's a movie
budget,
I liked. I was only thinking about Road Trip the other day, actually.
Oh, brilliant!
I was thinking about Fred Ward, who plays the dad, DJ Qual's dad.
Yeah,
like, we've been coming here for 20 years. Like, sir, we've only been open for 8 years.
Do it now.
He's like, put down the gun. You're always so mad. He's like, I'm not mad. Pulls a giant magnum gun in somebody's face. What a great actor, Fred Ward.
Fred Ward is great.
Yeah.
Is he any relation to Burt Ward?
No, I doubt it. Well, maybe. Yeah, it could
they look
be,
quite similar, actually, now that I think of them together.
I mean, he's a bit more manly.
More manly than Burt Ward?
Yeah.
That's a big statement.
All right.
Bear with me. Are Fred Ward and John Bernthal related? What?
They look very similar now that has come up on Google. Do you know who John Bernthal is?
No.
So, did you watch The Walking Dead?
Burt Ward is not the Burt Ward I'm talking about.
Yeah, Burt Ward is Robin. Who are you talking about?
Who's
Burt Lancaster?
You know what? Okay. Tell me if I've embarrassed myself here on the podcast. Am I thinking of Fred Ward just in a different movie? Who was in Tremors?
I think that's Fred Ward.
No.
He's just younger.
Okay.
Because he's in Naked Gun 33 and a Third as well. Like.
Okay. I'm hugely
Nick
embarrassed.
The slash
myself
McGurk.
Of course that's him. Okay, I'm an idiot. I'm going to move on. Next
Please
line
do.
Was big fan of Sideshow Bob imitating Hapablap and him like recoiling in disgust where he's like, son, sweet, and all like, hey, son, like open the door or I'll tear you up like a Kleenex at a snot party.
I did like where it was like, McLachlan, he's like, the door already is closed.
Oh, that was I don't know why I laughed at that so much.
He's like, all right, I'm going to bust you up and send you home to mama. And he's like, sorry, girls, got you all lined up for nothing. His two knuckles, like.
I love Hapablap's little like analogies like that where he's like, we'll find that head case faster than Garfield finds lasagna.
Yeah.
No one laughs. Like, sorry, my wife thought that was gangbusters.
He's like, we've searched this place hot head to toe, and all we found is porno, porno, porno.
Did you catch any of the names of those pornos?
I did not.
One of them I noticed was Granny Fanny. Means something else over here.
Well, I mean, it's Granny Ass, I guess.
Yeah.
Over there.
Still.
When he was talking about, the air show.
Yeah.
Like Hapablap, he's like, what a day for an air show. And then it's like, to slip the surly bonds of earth and touch the face of God. To fly the dream of man and flightless bird alike. And then when... like they fly through, they are actually playing Rocky Like a Hurricane, which is great. And then obviously the great gag is like, did somebody say box kites? Like, no.
One thing I noticed that they love wing. at sports games, like football games, are those low flying planes that fly up. And I remember I went to that college football thing with Andy like years ago in, I think it was Croke Park or something like that.
Yeah.
And they had a big opening thing, and then like they had those planes fly directly over the stadium. I remember being like, what the fuck? I wasn't ready for it at all.
And they were under attack.
Jesus Christ. And Kerry texted me. She's like, was that something to do with your game? Like every fucking alarm is going off here on the road.
As if it's your fault. Is that like...
Yeah, what did you do? So what else have we got? The I always laugh at the... This is a joke me and Tony always used to laugh at as well. And he's like... I know we're kind of jumping ahead, but when he's in the... what do you call it? The balloon. What the fuck do you call it? The blimp. The balloon. When he's in the blimp and he's like...
Joe, yeah.
All Springfield trembles before the might of Sideshow Bob. Blasted helium. Shoo, 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 shoo.
Ha, ha. That's better.
Shoo, shoo, shoo. Ha, ha.
That's
brilliant. The, and then...
Like, so the whole crux of the thing is, like, Bob wants to get rid of television. You know,
yeah.
So he's going to blow up with a nuclear bomb. And I like when, like, Bob has the bomb. And he's like...
yeah.
And then, like, drops the wheelbarrow. And he's like...
I love all that. And then, so...
I never realized the first time as well... how high-pitched his voice was when he's on the Toronto Vision.
I know, I didn't pick up on it, and I was kind of listening for it. I didn't actually pick up on it this time.
Oh, it is there. It's definitely there. Like, yeah.
And don't think I don't know the irony of using television to cry it, so there's no bother pointing that out.
I did love Homer's response, like, go back to Massachusetts, Pinko.
And so Krusty, of course, is like, think of the rating. I can't tell you how much time I've spent looking for Krusty saying think of the ratings to get a better clip for when we give
it's
our
not
ratings
there.
I can't find it anywhere, although I've been quite happy with the one that I did find.
I like it.
It's like, tell us, and there's no one here laughing or I don't know, whatever the line
that that character from that clip is
great.
Like, so you want everyday situations down to earth with fantastical powers and
yo, kids don't know what you want.
These are stupid.
Now, one thing I did notice is the Krusty going to the remote alkali flats of the Springfield Badlands to record. Like, now, this does kind of look Kentuckian. Didn't you say that
Northern Kentucky, Kentucky? Well, again, behind the laughter, they say this Northern Kentuckian family.
Oh, yeah. Now, just a bit of information. I don't know if you're actually aware of this, but just as a man who does enjoy his bourbon, there's a little interesting fact, if you will, about Kentucky. Now, did you know, Terry? Right, you listening?
Yeah.
It's not a bourbon unless it's made in Kentucky. Did you know that? You know who told me that?
Name me five bourbons. Go ahead. Name five bourbons.
Jim Beam.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And I tell you,
I need four more.
I'm only going to leave it there with Jim Beam. I'm only loyal. I've only ever drank the one. I know Jim Beam personally. Jim Beam Jr. is the one who told me the fact about this Kentucky
Jim
bourbon.
Jim Beam Jr.
I was in London. Yeah, he's related. He looked like him. He had a white beard. And he told me personally that it's not a bourbon unless it's made
in Kentucky. I'm waiting on four more bourbons. Four more bourbons.
Southern Comfort. I couldn't even name you five whiskies. I couldn't name you five vodkas.
Charade you are, Campbell.
Nice, I like it. Anyway, where are we? I did think Bob was happy to kill himself so quick. Like,
yeah.
He's like, presses the button, like.
Like when he presses the button, I thought it was great. Where it's like,
yeah, really well done,
really well done. And then like, it's just a little mushroom cloud.
Yeah,
like, it's best before 1959.
Yeah,
which is a really clever joke, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
there are plenty of new bombs. And then,
then I love the next bit where it was like, he's like, oh, spare me the...
Let's not embarrass us both with that flatter the captor routine.
And then he's like, oh, you're really smart. Really? What kind of smart? Book smart?
And then Lisa writes, I did find it funny that just how long Lisa's message was. Like, she's obviously just having a bit of fun with it, adding in hearts and bomb emojis and all this sort of stuff. But when they go to escape, like, it's just the Homer in the car where he's like, Daddy's coming to save you. And he reverses back over the spikes. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just that timing of like, Daddy's coming to save you.
Even the clip before where he's like, okay, so we can't go over the fence, and like both of his hands are bandaged.
Yeah.
They just cut back to him like he's standing outside there chatting about it.
Like, that's already happened. We just missed that. When he is on the Wright brothers plane. And
well, hold on. The first part was, Matt the Harrier, we're going to war tomorrow. And then the next one is, Matt the Wright brothers plane, the Smithsonian's going to have my ass on a platter.
And the jet's flying by, missed him. Yeah. Get out and walk.
He's like,
like, one thing Bart so easily just sort of like, it's like Bob's just concentrating on flying, like forgetting that he's got Bart like captive. Like, Bart just nudges him in the side and goes off to the wing. I love the gag where he throws the bag.
Jump, boy! I got you!
I'm coming!
Now you, boy!
And Homer runs over it and it goes up in flames. He's like, now you, boy!
Yeah, exactly. Like, now you, boy.
One thing that I always say at home is, what is the freaking hold up?
Freaking hold up. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, Krusty's reaching, first of all, for content in the shack. Like, they bite. It's like, what's he got? A scorpion and like a battery or something?
Yeah, battery and stinger.
But I mean,
and former President Ike Eisenhower, let's get busy.
Like, Bob. One thing I did like was when he drops the little scorpion, you just hear the little footsteps. I never noticed that before. The little tick, tick, tick. And Bob is just completely unhinged by the end of this episode. He's just completely like, die, Krusty.
Completely. And then he's like,
how ironic. My crusade against television has come to an end so formulaic, it could have spewed from the power book of the laziest Hollywood hack.
That is possibly one of my favorite Sideshow Bob lines of all time. Just I want to hear that every day.
Go with it. Go with it, Kelsey. Just do your thing. Like,
the way he delivers it is just so spot on. He's so good.
Yeah. Like, there's a few, like, there's a few things, like, Homer and Marge don't get a lot of screen time in this, but I do, I think, like even the joke where Homer's like, they didn't have any aspirin, so I got you some cigarettes.
Yeah.
Or, like, the joke with Marge, like, did I have to play that rock music? When it's like that, like, up and away, and it's like goes through her hair.
And it does, thing. It seems so distorted, like such a cheap speaker that's coming out as well. I like those episodes, like you're saying, where Homer and Marge are like almost like just secondary.
Yeah, like they just float there on the periphery. Like.
Yeah, I love that. I love that relationship they have. Listen, can I get
or like Marge? One last thing, but Marge is like, kids, let's go. He's like, don't panic. He's like, Mom, you're stepping on my shoes. You can always buy more shoes. Come on.
It's classic Marge, like, just trying to keep that front.
But absolutely panicking, like.
Listen, that's kind of the end of it, Terry. Can I ask?
It is.
Can we get into ratings, please?
Please.
We want you to tell us what you think, and be honest, because no one from the show is here spying on you.
Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Scientist. What did you think of it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was the right side of wacky for me, to be honest. It felt like it was All the Sideshow Bob ones always kind of feel like an event episode. So, yes. Like, I always look forward to them. And this one, I think they're kind of like firing. It's a weird premise, you know?
Yeah.
Something very odd, but like, I'm they're sorry, firing on all me. Cylinders, I think. What the fuck? What do you eat?
Mini chocolate donut. You know, those little pack of nines that you get. Is there actually
no? See, I don't eat them. I don't eat chocolate donuts.
Oh, well, sorry, Your Majesty.
Eating a lot of turkey lately.
Oh, you've always been a turkey man at heart.
Back on the turkey train. Got my turkey sausages. Gobble, gobble,
you know what I'm saying?
Got my turkey burgers. I got one style chipotle, one style plain.
You might say you're gobbling it up, huh?
Now, look, I didn't respond to the gobble gobble thing intentionally, okay?
I'm trying not to choke on the donuts.
That would be an unfortunate end to this podcast. I'm going away for third-degree manslaughter.
If I was drinking, I would have spat all over my laptop.
That's the dream, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. Get that spit take. No, I really enjoyed the episode. A couple of great guest stars that were just, everything that they were saying was gold for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Really helped lift it. It's a funny one, though, because, like, I can't stand over it and be like, it's the best one. Like, I always try and think of, like, what are my favorite Sideshow Bob ones. My favorite one is probably, spoiler for next year or whatever, the Frasier one. It's probably my favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's just, like, that's them being like, what else can we do? But this is probably second.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's a top quality episode. My MVP is Colonel Happablap.
Oh, nice.
Just because, I you only get one of them, and I think we skipped a few of them as well, but, like, it's just the wordplay and, like, his voice and all, like, it's just brilliant. Like,
brilliant. The two of them together in the episode were great.
Yeah, because they were in every other scene. Yeah. So whether it's Bob, you know, waxing lyrical, like, you know, so highfalutin, or Happablap just being kind of...
With his weird analogies. Weird
colloquialisms that he's pulling out of. Like, it's just great. Like,
what would your rating be?
I'm going to give this an 8.8.
Ooh.
I like it.
Right in the meaty part of the curve, that one.
Yeah. What was my top one? What's my top?
Your top one is episode 4, whatever that one was.
We both have rated that one high, then.
Yeah. Mm. Can't remember what it was.
Well, I don't have it here in front of me. What about you, Chum?
Well, I'm going to give it to Bob, my MVP. Oh. Shocker. Excuse me.
Yeah. Good choice. He's a very close second. Like.
Yeah. I mean, you don't get to pick him often. I liked the episode a lot. However, I'd say it was good, not great for me. I don't know if it's just because I expected more going into it. I expected this to be a really great one, which is usually a recipe for disaster on this podcast. But I was expecting a little bit more. Even though I seen it, that is to say, I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. Seen it, that is to say, I saw it.
I
actually saw it twice. I watched it twice this week.
Oh, really?
I think this, and the second time, I appreciated it more. First time, I was kind of watching it and had to do stuff with the baby and that. So the second time, I really enjoyed it more.
You had your meat and veg in the first one, and the second one was like a dessert.
No, because I would actually prefer the meat.
I was just about to correct myself and say, you're the type of psycho.
Go on, say it.
Psycho, is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't even like ice cream.
Pump the fucking brakes.
It's widely acknowledged that you not only detest ice cream.
And the rest of these crack. I love a Magnum, Andy. I buy a Magnum, you know.
Would you have a mint, Terry?
What?
Would you have a mint?
No.
Ice cream.
I knew mint.
You made that face. I fucking love a bit of mint now.
Unflavored anyway. For me.
Well, my rating would be a 8.2 I'll give it.
It's still alright, I guess, by you, right?
Yeah, 8.2 is decent, like, for a cynical bastard like myself. Anyway, can we get our plugs in, Terry?
Sure. Where can the good people listening find us, Andrew?
Instagram and Twitter. I put it in HPod. I am on my social media cleanse week 2. I haven't touched the stuff, mate.
And how's your colon feeling?
Horrendous. Something's got to give.
I'm backed up here. So I take it you haven't seen that Wild Mountain Thyme trailer.
What?
There's a trailer for an Irish film, a film set in Ireland, excuse me. It's called Wild Mountain Thyme.
Yeah? Got the birds singing Wild Mountain
Thyme? No. Your eyes lit up when I said it. No, it's like, it's a story set in Ireland about two farms, like two families that are farms, but Christopher Walken plays the dad of one of the farms, and he's doing Faith and Begorra, capital O, Irish accent.
Oh, like horrendous accent.
Oh, really bad. Like,
I am missing it.
And like, you know, Emily Blunt, who I quite like, is doing a very, very diddly eye.
Oh, wow. In this day and age.
The only, that's the thing. Like, it's like, when is this set? Because they're talking about like freezing eggs and stuff like that. Like, so it's not set in like the 60s, you know, whatever like that. Like, it seems modern enough. John Hamm is in it, but like there's a bit in it, I don't know, it was so in the trailer where it's like Jamie Dornan is the he's Irish, he's Northern Irish, I think, but like he's the only thing that is near to authentic in it.
Yeah.
And
it's like, missed that now.
Oh, it's terrible. But like loads of people doing I think Tony did a video, a parody or audition thing for it, but there's a bit in the trailer where it's like, he's like, you kissed him. And Emily Blunt's like, I didn't kiss him. Twas he that kissed me.
Twas. That's how we talk. We're like this all the time.
Yeah.
I tell you what I miss Twitter for is... I miss Twitter for that stuff, but I miss Twitter on match day. No, Terry, I want to know what happened there. I'm going to stay right here with you.
Spill well, out of vodka. My microphone decided to take a little hop.
Take a hike?
Yeah. You take a hike.
That's that second vodka.
And I gesticulate a lot more after two vodkas.
But yeah, I miss Twitter on match day. I miss like when Liverpool are playing. I miss the whole build up on Twitter. I'm a big fan of Twitter on football days, on Saturdays in general.
De Bruyne screwed me, man. And then Arsenal fucking screwed me.
Aubameyang couldn't even give me
fantasy one is going lousy awful. Assist. It's going awful for me this year.
You have to stick with it. Yeah. You know what?
No, well, I'm a grinder, man. I'll grind out the victories. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm just waiting. Just waiting for Wolves to kick into gear.
Yeah, we all are. Oh, we all are. I have to bring in we're doing a fun thing tomorrow in work where it's like a show and tell because everyone else is at home, so it's like show something, the most interesting thing in your house, and talk about it. I'm bringing in my
put it in age t-shirt.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea. I'll bring in the put it in age t-shirt, and for just €15 and free shipping these can be yours too. I was going to bring in my
your dad, like, oh, Andy.
Yeah, no, my dad won't be in tomorrow. It's Friday the 13th. He doesn't come in to the office on Friday the 13th.
I didn't get rich by coming in on Friday the 13th.
Anyway, yeah, put it in HPod cast at Instagram and Twitter, and you can email us putitinhpod@gmail.com.
Now, what else, Terry? If you like this content and you want more of it, for the low price of $5 dues a month, you can get us over on Patreon, where we're doing our sister podcast, What's So Great About, where we take a topic and we try, one of us says what's so great, and the other one finds out what's so great about it. At the moment, we're doing the MCU. I'm trying to school Andy on it. And we're down to like 5 movies left.
Yeah.
So you know.
Who would have thought we'd make it this far?
It's been quite the journey so far. Yeah.
It has been a journey, I'll say that.
Don't stop believing, Andy.
Basically, everything on our Patreon could be filed under a What's So Great About category. Because yes. It's What's So Great About... I'm schooling Terry on emo as a 35-year-old father of one. We have hair metal, we have rap, we have The Last Dance, we have TV shows, we have music.
You get wrestling. Get all these every other week. Whereas, so you get two What's So Great About and you get two kind of random topics a month. So four podcasts for low, low price of $5. And that's where it's at. That is where it's at. Like Beck would say.
I'm not familiar with Beck.
I got two turntables and a microphone.
I'm going to stop you there. Where else can they find us? Not a quarter. You'll be singing forever.
Look, and if you can't afford the $5 dues, I know it's tough out there.
You got bigger problems.
Well, it's a pandemic, so, whatever. I'm not... No judges. But what you can do for me is... Halloween is gone. Right? Halloween's gone. So my trick-or-treat bag is empty with my 5 stars. But Christmas is never too early to do early Christmas shopping. So, you can give me for Christmas 5-star review. That's what I want.
Fill his sack with stars.
I would have said stocking. Why do you have to do it like that?
Sack is dirtier.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's where my head is.
You creep.
Anyway, give him 5 stars. Thank you. We had a couple of new ratings and reviews this week, so thank you very much. And
thanks to everyone. Oh, look at me now. I'm happy.
You should see how happy he is, folks. Yeah. And thank you very much for all the support. And we got to number 8 in the TV and film charts on iTunes this week, which was amazing.
Brilliant.
And we're hanging around the business end, I have to say, the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
We're back. 2020 could not keep us down.
They tried to keep us down.
I mean, they kicked us out of our studio. Let's call a spade a spade. We got out of a studio. Two episodes, two records in.
Yeah.
Two sessions.
And you know what? When we were on a bit of a trajectory. And then when March hit around, just like everything else, COVID affected this podcast.
Yeah.
The listenership went down slightly. It stayed down, but I tell you what, it shot back up. And we're like, loving life.
I know you haven't seen it, Andy, but like... Oh, well, yeah. Have you seen Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when Rocky gets knocked down, then he pops up.
Yeah. That's a weird one. This vodka is making Terry very sing-songy. I'm gonna pull the plug on this whole thing, on this whole operation.
We did it, Andy.
Thank you very much, and we will catch you folks next week.
Next week for Andy.
I've absolutely no idea.
I tell you, it's one of my faves, if I can remember. You're going to love it. It's very Phil Hartman heavy.
Oh.
It's the 138 episode Spectacular.
What a treat. What a treat.
What an absolute treat. Yous are all in for a treat.
Brilliant. Well, we'll see you back next week, and we'll chat about that one.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Just as he gauges, the storm breaks loose. Just help to make it, we still wanna choose. Someone is wrong.